Okay, my friends, as we focus for the message today, I want you to bow with me in a word of quietness as we focus not just our hearts and our minds, but our lives. Let's pray. Amen. Hey, do any of you still have those old WWJD bracelets? You know, from a couple decades ago, it was WWJD bumper stickers and bracelets and jewelry and what would Jesus do? Those magic four letters, what would Jesus do? Well, we ask ourselves this question, even though you may not have the bracelet anymore, we still ask ourselves the question, so I wonder what he would do in this situation, and I wonder how I would do this. This is what we talk about today. How do we learn Christ? Not just learn about Christ, but to actually learn Christ. In order to explore this, I want to tell you about my wife. Colleen and I have been married for 36 years now. She is one of the most incredible piano teachers that you have ever met in your life. She has been teaching for years and years before we were ever married. And inside of her decades of piano teaching, she has devised a really, really fun system. She uses this with her kids. What she does is to create a belt. These are based on the karate belts. And when you are able to do a certain level of performance, when you have learned a certain amount, this is what you get. And then there's a tougher set of requirements, and you can go on to orange and red and blue and green and purple and brown and even up to black. I want to share with you what this means. Here is her list of instructions for each level. Now, if you were going for your first belt, for your yellow, you would have to practice 1,000 minutes. You would have to memorize 5 pieces, and you've heard how simple pieces are with beginning piano students. You have to sight read 16 pieces. You have to learn to do some scales, and these are 5-finger scales, your major pentascales. You have to learn how to harmonize 1 piece. You have to play by ear with 2 pieces. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you're... Yeah! And you have to complete the quizzes that come in the magazine that she works with. As you progress up, it gets you into the black belt. I want you to hear what it takes to become a black belt as one of Colleen's students. After you have practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced, after you've gone through all of this, in addition to every one of those belts, you have to practice 2,000 minutes. You have to memorize 5 pieces. And by now, these are not short little 8-measure pieces. These are complex pieces of music. You have to sight read 16 pieces. You have to learn your scales. By this time, you've already learned your minors, your majors, and now we're going into harmonic minors. You have to learn how to do your cadences. And that means with full inversions. You need to know how to do your arpeggios with major keys, minor keys, and their rotations. You have to learn how to harmonize 6 pieces. You have to play by ear 3 pieces. You have to complete magazine quizzes. All right, you know, I'd love to know how many of you, when I said that some of those requirements, didn't even know what those words meant. When Colleen is teaching piano, she is teaching not simply, here are your fingers, here's a black and white keyboard, plunk, plunk, plunk. What she is teaching is far deeper than that. She's teaching music. The depth of music. She's teaching music culture, music history, music technique. She's teaching music theory. It's not just how to play piano. Are there other instruments that, as you grow older, that you're involved with? Are you a vocalist? It's teaching you how to be a musician. Now, what I want you to see inside of this is that in order to get a black belt in piano, you cannot sit on the sidelines and simply listen to music. You will never get that black belt when you simply take an iPod, and plug in and listen to music. No, no, no. If you want to do this, you have to do this. If you want to live this, you have to live this. If you want to learn this, you have to learn this from the inside out. You get thrown into the pool and you get to swim. This is the power of learning what it means to learn music so that you can live music. How would you translate that into other things? Because, of course, all I'd have to do is take out the word music and put in the word soccer. You're going to learn soccer, then you're going to live soccer. And soccer's not just about kicking a ball around. It's all about complete body health and what you eat and how you sleep and how you play and how you work with teamwork. It's incredibly complex. What if you wanted to learn to be a mechanic? You can't do it on the sidelines. You can't do it sitting in the passenger seat. You got to get out and get up to your elbows in grease. What if you were going to be a cook? You can't be a cook by simply driving through the drive-through at McDonald's every day. No, you got to get in and do it. Now, I want you to listen to a recording. Here's one of Colleen's piano students. This is Peyton Van Diest. And Peyton recorded this for us for our Christmas Eve worship just a few months ago. When you listen to this, I don't want you to hear and to see fingers on a keyboard. I want you to see a student who is learning deeply, broadly, what music is. Listen. So now, let's translate that into our faith. Matthew chapter 12, chapter 11. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. For your yoke is my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let's talk about yokes. A yoke, for thousands of years, has been that piece of wood that stretches across an animal's shoulders and then is connected to them so that they can be connected to pull things. How do you teach an animal? A horse? A goat? An ox. How do you teach an animal how to pull a yoke? You partner them with another animal. You take a brand new one that you want trained and you put them with an old seasoned one. You take one ox who's young and put them with one ox who's old who knows what's going on. You put the double yoke across their shoulders, you yoke them together and you turn them loose. And now they have to walk together. And now they have to drink together. And now they have to eat together. You can't just wander off willy-nilly. You got to go together. This is how you learn. When we are yoked with someone, we learn what it means to walk in faith. In the same way that one seasoned ox teaches a rookie ox, so it is that we are able in our faith to learn and to live. When we are learning, it's not about just learning about Jesus. It's not about learning about Christ. It is learning deeply Christ. Letting it be inside you. In the same way that a student learns music. And it may be that they learn that music by learning how to play a trumpet or a piano or singing. There's all kinds of different ways to learn, but it's all about the depth and the beauty of music itself. It's all about the depth and the beauty of our faith itself. We learn as we are yoked with others what it means to listen to the voice of Jesus Christ, to listen to the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and to let that be from the inside out who we are. We learn Christ. And what? And what? Well, we learn to imitate what Christ does. We learn to become small Christs. We learn how to live with each other in balance and harmony. From Romans, don't repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. No, if your enemy is hungry, feed them. If your enemy is thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. What does that say? What does that say? You know, Mahatma Gandhi had a quote that I just love, and it was, I love your Christ, but I don't like your Christians. They don't resemble Christ at all. I love that. Wait a minute. If we're going to follow Christ, it means that we are going to live Christ. We're going to learn Christ from the inside out. It means that we are called to live in balance with other people who are Christian, very different kinds of Christians, other people who are not Christians at all, people from other religions or atheists, people who are in a community, people that we have no idea what their religious walk may be, but we are called to walk our walk. We are called to live in peace, not just to live in peace, we are called to create peace. We are called to be the ones who initiate that peace in how we speak, in how we act, in how we work, in how we play, in how we go to the grocery store. We are called to be the ones who create peace. How amazing it is when we realize that learning Christ from the inside out changes the world. This is the power. This is the power. So this week, I'm inviting you to learn Christ. By reading Scripture, we know what Jesus said. We know what he preached. We know how he healed. We knew his miracles. By watching the people around us, by yoking ourselves with other Christians who are older and more experienced than we, other Christians who are younger, but who really get it. We yoke ourselves. May it be that this week you learn Christ. Amen. All right, would you pray with me? Lord, we lift up our lives to you and ask that somehow, some way, you would yoke us with you, yoke us with other saints that are next to us. Lord, guide us, that peace might begin with us, that the kingdom of God begins inside each of us. This we ask in Christ's name. Amen.